Activate the cast.
Good evening, I'm Ted Koppel.
Deactivate the barman.
Oh. Ted Koppel. Down. Oh, sure.
You said that about
cast.
5 times.
Beefcast.
No, no beefcast. It's not going to happen.
Dukecast.
We're here to cast.
No, it's you, bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Bubblegum crisis.
Fungusaur cast.
Yes.
No! Okay, we run that into the ground. Hi, and welcome to Moodcast. This is Friday, May 18th, 2007, and with me today is the full assortment, including... let's just name ourselves down the list.
I'm the Bartman.
I suppose I'm Bartman.
I forgot we had to read the alphabet.
I'm Bartman from Pallet Town.
Two more
days from now is my birthday. Gotta catch them all. Are we gonna catch anything this cast? Come on, I mean, seriously.
What's that Pokemon? Let me check my Pokedex.
Oh god, I gotta check this out. Wait a minute, guys. Oh, it's a big one!
Okay,
just keep going, I gotta catch this thing. Oh my god!
Let's just continue, what the hell?
Let's just leave him behind.
He'll catch up.
Hello, Hedgehog.
Hello, it's me, Hedgehog. I'm me, as always.
And I'm here. Hello, I'm Kulak.
Pikachu, help! It's got me by the neck! I mean, God!
You just need to get your pajamas out and catch it with the pajamas. I mean, obviously.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm you, Starline.
That's not alphabetical at all.
It was relatively...
Well, Calcoin wasn't
That's
doing anything.
Alphabetical does not matter.
Hey,
this is America.
I didn't know it was my turn. I'm fed the alphabet.
No one was paying attention, so I figured I would just jump in. And it
DZ,
works.
X,
He's taking over the cast. And I'm Seth. I make political comments, and the cast are not supposed to make political comments in.
13.
And thank you, Ashuka, for recording, even though you left us.
Surely this is a foolproof plan.
Pokemon, yes.
So if we get Robot Voice again, blame him.
Or the cast
mistakes,
get deleted.
Because I'm perfect. And it would never happen on my fault.
And we will sound like aliens. Nah.
Ah, okay. That was a clean opening.
Yes, it was.
Everyone was all organized and ready. And so let's talk about our distractions, our stuff, our crap. Bartman, have you played anything or watched anything or done anything?
Here we go.
Yes, I got a whole assortment of games that you cursed me with for 3 weeks, including Duke Nukem 3D that I've been playing for a while because I'm lovesick for Duke Nukem Forever, I suppose, and I never seriously played Duke Nukem 3D in a while, or ever, for that matter. And I got up to episode 2 until I installed the Duke Caribbean add-on, and I could never get off because it doesn't come off properly. And there's a long story that nobody cares about how I try to fix it.
No.
And I played Super Paper Mario and beat it, even though I hated every single moment of it, because it's just so ungodly boring. Aside from the fact that you have to... It's not hard at all. And once when I got the fourth character, the bosses have pretty much become easy, since I could pretty much uppercut move them. How it works, you'll have to find out for yourself.
Wow.
I didn't think you could uppercut from the move.
Oh, it's not an uppercut, but
you could,
if you played the game, you could imagine what it could be.
Yeah.
It's an upper kind of move.
Yes.
Okay.
And finally, I guess I'll just finish off by saying I've been playing Shenmue since I put it off for years, and I finally got up to disc 2 even though I've been cheating.
How have you been cheating?
Game facts. Because I don't know what to do or where to go. So I had it for several years. Two, maybe. and I have not beaten it.
I never cheated.
Shut up!
Did you get a kitten?
My kitten is still so tiny. I don't know what to do. I'm a bad caretaker for animals. Even virtual ones. It ran away once, and then I found it in the corner somewhere. And Rio's girlfriend yelled at me for not talking to her or something. But every time I talk to her, she's like, you let me know if you need some help. Okay, I need help now. Don't
go punch
run away.
The sky.
Oh, and I've been playing Duke Nukem Advance, Matrix, Path of Neo, and that's it.
What do you think of Matrix, Path of Neo? I liked it.
It's okay. Kind of button mashy, though.
Yeah,
it's kind of fun. I mean, and since I never got to really watch all three Matrix movies, this is pretty much my only way of knowing what is going on.
No.
I mean, I've watched the first one on TBS, and yeah, it's not quite as exact as I was hoping it would be.
Oh, you have no idea. Like, about the last, half of the game is completely and entirely different from the movies.
Oh yeah, especially the final boss. The final boss.
We are the champions.
Yeah.
One mega badass. Mega badass boss.
Yeah, I'm done. But I'm not going to take up half my cast talking about Path of Neo and whatever I was talking about earlier. Mario Kart DS.
Probably isn't worth it anyway.
Yeah.
Who wants to hear what Bartman has to say? Now, Blaze, on the other hand, let's hear what you have.
Wait, I got Anime Rally 2 stuff to talk about.
You said it in full.
Naughty. Naughty, naughty. Stop it.
He knows better.
Hit him with a rolled up newspaper.
I'm going back in the grass and catching Pokemon. Let's see you people like it.
Anyway, I've been playing Pokemans, pretty much.
Which version?
And Pearl. So I get, like, Misdreavus and whatever other Pearl-exclusive Pokemon.
What,
are.
I got all those.
I've also been chugging away at Jet Set Radio Future. It's getting better. It was, like, when I first started, I said this last week, but it was kind of hard to understand. It was kind of bleh. It didn't feel like it had quite the same style as the first game, but I beat, Poison Jam a couple days ago? It was pretty cool. I thought it was fun.
At one point in my copy, I tried playing through it, and I beat this one boss, and gets to a loading screen, and then freezes up. Doesn't go any further.
Might be your disc, I don't know. I had that problem with Burnout for a little while. It wouldn't load a certain challenge.
Yeah, do I have to buy a new one?
I don't know.
Have to resurface it, because, you know, those with CDs and DVDs, basically, the top layer where the printed label is, just on the other side is where the data actually is. All that plastic layer on the very bottom, that's just basically a cover. If you can fill that back in, it actually will work often. Sometimes, because the data itself is the damaged. But if you want to actually destroy the CD, you scratch the top. So, cover your tracks.
And, of course, I've been playing Aegis Wing on Xbox Live Arcade because it's a free game. Even though you, like, claim to be such a bullet sponge in Doom and everything, you're, like, number one on my friends list for high score on that game.
Cool.
So, yeah, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's not too hard. It's kind of like, it's not even like a Zen game. It's just kind of like, you know, moving up and down.
I think it's hard, but that's because I don't really like, you know, games like Gradius and R-Type, but this, it's free, so I'm kind of enjoying it somehow.
You're not playing on a multiplayer, though, are you?
No, I'm playing single player.
It's much better on multiplayer. It's tons
of fun. I have Life Silver, and Ashuku's like 30 miles down the road, so.
I know.
I don't know, maybe we'll play it at his house whenever I go up there to play Halo 3. And that's pretty much been it for me. I watched the last DVD of Sad AM last night. That was it.
How did it end?
A bunch of Robotnik got together and formed one huge badass boss.
I thought watching the storyboards was interesting, though.
The opening sequence, though, right?
No, it's the whole episode, the whole Doomsday.
Oh, right.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
And I actually, in a way, I almost kind of like the storyboards better because the framing in the storyboards looks almost more cinematic and, I don't know, it just looks almost cleaner than the animation in some ways.
Well, there's probably limits to what they could do with when they had to basically farm out the animation to the Korean studios and whatnot.
Because it was a TV show.
Yeah.
There's budget constraints and whatever.
It was a good TV show, though.
Yeah. Although, I don't know, the whole part at the end of Doomsday Project, that felt kind of cheesy. Like, I don't know, it didn't used to, but now it does. Like, when they kiss and whatever, it's like, that's kind of weird.
Her lips look so terrible. Squirrel man lips or whatever.
Ew.
But that just might be the internet in me talking because, you know...
I always hated that when I was a kid. It's like, her lips look so horrible.
No wonder Sonic fly.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, bad animation, fly away!
Escaped!
You can see the animation of his world. That would warp his mind. Oh god, I can see the pixels!
I can see forever!
It's low quality! Bad graphics, am total!
Low res.
It's
resized at a half the pixel size. Hmm. I don't know.
Half the resolution.
Yeah, something like that.
Sonic 1 Genesis for the GBA would be enough to drive him insane.
That's
funny. God. They used footage of Sonic 1 for the Game Boy Advance on the Saturn DVD. I thought that was the most backwards thing you could ever do.
My god, no. Why?
It was also in the Ben Hurst interview.
Ben Hurst has kind of a soft voice. I never really expected that.
Soft, sultry voice.
I always thought he had a beard. He looked like a comic book artist or something like that. I always thought he looked like that, but I must have been thinking of Spaz.
Or maybe Ben Hur.
Ben.
Maybe you've been thinking of Ben Hur.
And the chariot races.
Yeah.
Ben Hurst looked like a redneck. And I can say that because I'm a Texan. Uh-huh.
I'm Louisianian, so I mean, you know.
Yeah. You want to come down to my place?
Do you all set, please?
Yeah, that's all for me. All
right, Ajog, go on.
Right. Well, I've actually had a lot to do the last couple weeks. First off, I bought Gottlieb Pinball Classics for the Wii, which is basically a collection of classic and rare pinball tables from Gottlieb.
How many pinballs?
Sorry?
How many people tables, roughly?
How many tables? Let's see. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 10.
That's pretty good, because some of these collections, it's like they give you 3, and it's
or
like...
One.
Pinball FX!
Yeah, it's like 10 actual pinball tables and two or three, like, sort of mini-games. You got Zoltan the Fortune Teller, you got this Love Meter sort of thing, and there's this sort of table that's called Playboy, which is an actual pinball game. You just drop balls and they bounce off the pins, you know, that sort
of
thing.
Sounds like pachinko or whatever.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, like that. Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much
that.
How
does it control? I mean, I don't know.
It controls. The controls is about as good as it gets for a pinball simulation.
Like
you actually
nunchuck?
You use the trigger buttons on the Wiimote and nunchuck the flippers, and you actually shake the Wiimote or nunchuck to tilt the table.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
When you do the ball like launch thing, do you pull
the
back
ball launch? Now you pull the joystick on the nunchuck.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's a bit lame. Anyway, it's
do you have to have the nunchuck for this game?
Yeah, I'm afraid you do.
That's a weird thing, requirement.
Yeah, oh well. Nah, most people already have the nunchuck anyway, so.
I guess.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, next game is Capcom versus SNK Card Battle DS.
I got that, and I put it away, because, well...
Yeah, I actually brought it back to the store because I actually did a bit of research and found out about the unavoidable glitch thing.
They did say they're going to reimburse it, though. Like, they're going to...
Yes,
But he's not in America, for one
it's
thing.
It's an import. I got it on import, so I actually had to physically return it to the store and say to them that they probably shouldn't sell the game anymore because they're reimbursing it and everything.
Yeah, and for our listeners, you might explain what the glitch is, real quick.
It's yes. Like New Game Plus. Okay. Well, you want to do it? I'm just here.
You're already started, so go ahead.
Oh, me? Right. Basically, New Game Plus, when you get to the 9th floor, you get to, like, I guess it's a boss person you talk to or something like that, and after you say, oh, let's battle, and then after that screen, the game freezes. And, of course, you have to progress through the game by talking to that guy and so on and so forth, card battling.
So, eventually
so it's
impassable, you
and you can't get all the cards that you could possibly get in
Indeed.
The game. So.
Which is a pity, because, actually, the game has Phoenix Wright characters as cards as well, you know?
Yeah.
It actually has Phoenix Wright, Mia Fey, Edgeworth, and Francisca von Karma.
And Mia Fey, Maya Fey, too.
I didn't see Maya, but, I looked at a list from GameFAQs to check which cards from Phoenix Wright were there, but I didn't see Maya in there. I did see Mia, though.
Alright, maybe I'm lying.
Okay, maybe it just wasn't added yet. Yeah, who knows? You start the game with Edgeworth in your inventory, and Phoenix himself is one of the super rare cards. So, yay. Next game, Final Fantasy III for the DS. I'd never actually finished this game originally, but from what I had played, this game is, I just reached the point where I stopped playing on the NES, the translated version, and so far it surprises me in what's new. I mean, they managed to keep it the same enough to, you know, I don't know where it was going.
Similar construction, but the little touches and elements are different.
Yeah, that's what I was basically trying to say.
How fast the load times? Because I was at some place in Video Games Live, and I was looking at over someone's shoulder playing the game. They went to some place, and the load actually took like 7 seconds roughly to get from one place to another. Does it do that often in the game?
It didn't bother me.
The
transition from one scene to another is just, and that's pretty much it.
Well, he was like going into a cave area or something like that, and it took it several seconds to actually load it up.
Weird. Didn't really notice, but might just, not just, yeah.
What was it, one of those machines you see in a store or whatnot, and you try it out?
No. He had it on his DS. Just
.
I was just looking over his shoulder offhand.
Strange. Oh well. I
was just curious if it was. But if
that's
it's
not a cartridge right. game, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But well, it's the biggest cartridge game.
Rayman 2 for the DS has loading when it tries to go from area to area. So.
What game?
There's load times in some DS games, but. Yeah.
Crazy Taxi on the Game Boy Advance had loading times. Ooh. Long ones, too.
Doom on the Game Boy Advance had it said loading, but it was fairly quick.
So yeah, it's, does anyone else have Final Fantasy III, or just me?
I have
Final Fantasy.
I haven't gotten far on it.
Okay. I like the way how your main characters are fleshed out separately. I mean, like, they all have their own backstories and personalities and different appearances, instead of just starting with four nameless onion kids. I like that, how they did that. Oh. Anyway, next game is Mega Man ZX, which is actually the game I traded in for Capcom vs. SNK. I suppose it's been in the US for a while now, so most people pretty much know it.
Yep.
I want to get it, but I've never gotten it yet.
I hate it. You can have my copy.
Really?
Sir, why not? Crap.
Okay.
Give me something for free.
Well, since everybody know it, I suppose it'll suffice to say I just got past the halfway point where the HQ gets attacked by large containers and stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Large containers?
Large containers?
Yes.
As in cargo?
Yes. Cargo containers.
That sounds like
full
an
of
awesome
enemies.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense. I thought you meant like it just degrades at quarters.
Yeah, the cargo containers are actually thrown on top of the deck, and you actually have to destroy the containers, but while they're still in the process of being destroyed, minor enemies keep coming out of them. Yeah.
Well, it can't be easy.
No, it isn't, but oh well. And finally, I've also been to the cinema a couple days ago as well, and I saw the movie Bridge to Terabithia. Yeah.
Which one's that one about?
Actually,
Spider-Man.
It kind of surprised me. I originally figured it'd be just like another kids movie, you know, like Chronicles of Narnia, but less epic. And initially, it almost seems to be just that. Then somewhere past the halfway point, the movie throws a huge, serious, dramatic twist your way, and I'm going to stop there because I don't want to spoil the rest.
What's it? What's the
early
part?
I've read the book, so it's...
Sorry?
I know what happened and everything.
Okay.
What's the early part about, basically?
Basically, it's about this kid who goes to school like he's just a farmer kid. He gets teased a lot by the other kids. And then eventually, this girl, a new girl, moves in next door and moves into his class as well. And gradually, they start becoming friends. And they find this abandoned rope hanging from a stream, and they start imagining that the rope brings them to this enchanted land they eventually name Terabithia.
It's almost like Haruhi.
Sorry?
It's almost like Haruhi, Suzumi.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
But yeah, that's basically the whole land exists in their mind, but then they base their the evil creatures in that world, they base them on like the bullies at school and stuff, and as they actually conquer their fears in that forest in their own world, they start to actually realize they can conquer their fear at the same bully at school as well, which is pretty fun.
So did they eventually slay the bullies with swords from their fantasy?
Not really,
my fears. No. Before they could do that, something else happens, but we'll just stop there, huh?
Yeah.
Solve all fears with a gun.
Hmm?
Said you could solve all fears with a gun.
No, well, actually, no. They get... one of the bullies, they actually really get back pretty nastily. Well... And but later on, that one actually, what was I gonna say? Yeah, that was some point where I realized that might spoil stuff as well. So let's not do that.
Man, we need to just like do a spoiler cast one time and just yell out all the things that we've been wanting to talk about.
Spoiler!
Sephiroth kills Dumbledore.
Spike
no.
dies. Spike dies.
You ruined Dyke Final
spies.
Fantasy Bebop for me.
Final Fantasy Bebop and the and the Half Blood Prince. Okay, well that's about it for me.
I summon Manfei.
I like to move it.
Nobody is infatuated with Manfei.
No.
Nobody.
Not by a long shot.
Except for Bartman.
Nothing. No. Nothing.
Bartman carries a man fay. Okay, so you all set, hey Josh?
And Bart fay.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm done.
One thing I wanted to really talk about, I forgot to talk about it last time, was Sega Genesis Collection. I got it for the PS2 quite a while back for $10. It was like Circuit City had a sale or something like that. And in terms of like... ROM collection things, like, you know, throw the ROMs on a disc and market it to the market. And it actually kicks a lot of... It's pretty close to what I wanted to see for a long time. Because it takes the games, there's some options, that sort of things. But in addition to putting in, like, recordings of, like, you know, basically interviews and cover art and little write-up for tips and that sort of thing, they include like an achievement-like system, which basically means it hooks into the ROMs. It watches basically certain variables, you know, in the memory. And if you get like it's like one of, like, two of the achievements, for example, are beat like stage two in Altered Beast, and you know, get so many points in Altered Beast. And if you do that, you unlock a certain interview, and you can also unlock extra games.
That sort of reminds me of that that Mega Man collection thing, where you know, you'd have to beat like this one boss, and then you'd unlock the soundtrack for it or something.
Yeah, but the problem was those were bad ports. Those were PlayStation.
Yeah, okay, true. No, the unlocking system sort of reminds me of it.
But they use these little hooks. They also, like, whenever you go in, like, the controls thing to try to change the controls in the games, it actually overrides it and, like, suddenly appears with this extra little menu, and you can define it more, you know, accurately to the PS2 controller. Ooh. And then you back out, and it goes back in, and it all handles it naturally in the games, you know, just with this, you know, excellent emulation system. And they do a really damn good job with it. I liked it so much.
Wow.
I saw the PSP version for $10 at Best Buy, and I picked that up too. So.
And all was well in the world.
Yeah, I actually have like too many PSP games. I don't even have the portable.
Yeah.
They keep talking about there's going to eventually be a new version, like really soon, a refresh or something. So.
Mm-hmm. Touchscreen.
I don't know.
Really.
PSP Lite.
There's so many ways they could change it. You know. As long as the older games didn't go incompatible with it, if there's like a PSP 1 mode or something like that, the thing would work fine. You know, optional, you know, second analog stick, where the developers would have to design for both, you know, with
PSP,
and without.
QD.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that sort of stuff. But that's really, I recommend that collection. You know, sound emulation isn't perfect. You know, the rings don't sound quite right, the Sonic 2. And,
here it sounds even worse on the PSP version.
These games are never sound that great to begin with, and to be honest, playing some of them, it's like, oh my god, these are really bad.
Old and
it's
bad.
Like playing Kid Chameleon or.
Oh god, yeah.
And Alex Kidd. I played Alex Kidd, and it's like, you know, there's some clever things to it, but the controls, wow.
Yeah, I know. It's Enchanted Castle, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's the one that's also on the Virtual Console.
Also,
I know.
I felt bad because, you know, when I watched that Broken Pixels on, like, 1UP, they were, like, ripping in Altered Beast, and I was like, I remember that game, and it was good, and they're just being bastards. And I played Altered Beast, and I'm like, oh my god, this game sucks so badly. This really bites.
Why do people like that or Golden Axe?
Why? From your grave.
It's like those guys that, like, all this range, and you're trying to kick them, and they just, you know, spam you to death, and it's just, that was actually one of the harder achievements to get. I was like, I went into columns, and it has, like, you know, just a score thing, and it should be tricky for some people. I was just like, bam, 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 I got that, but you go into freaking Altered Beast, and it's like, oh my god, I have to beat level 2? Oh no, I don't think I can do that.
Welcome to your doom.
But that was one of the things that was kind of nice. Most of the achievements were really, like, just, like, beat. It was basically, you know, play a little bit in the game to get a taste. And as long as you did that far, that usually was enough. They didn't, like, make you, like, beat on perfect with no health and that sort of thing.
right,
you know,
yeah.
That sort of annoying crap. Another cheapy game I picked up at one point was Full Metal Alchemist Dual Sympathy for the DS.
Okay.
It was based on, it came out early on in Japan. They didn't put it out in the US for a while. But it's based on the whole, it's kind of like a retelling of the series. It's not, like, changing anything, but it's, like, giving you, like, a Cliff's Notes version. You can't really follow the plot, though, unless you've seen the series, because they don't show you enough. You get these little bits and pieces that are reminders more than anything.
So it's not that if you have never watched the series, then suddenly
plot
you
make
can
a lot of sense.
Oh, okay.
You'll get pieces of it, but there's not enough there to make it clear, but they use a lot of voice clips and everything from the show, and nice high-quality shot, like, screen grabs.
Okay.
And the it's actually, in terms of the like early DS games, because this one did come out early on.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of cute little touches to it, like to flesh out a little bit, like some weird mini games. Like there's one where you basically you've got to get Ed to run away from a boulder, and so what you do is you tap like little foot icons on the left and right of the screen and alternate, and he does this little flailing run away from it toward the screen, and it's
yeah, I played that one. That was a bitch on my fingers. Oh,
Yeah, it's not the, actually what you do is you set the DS down and you tap with your index fingers, and that gets really easy. But
you can just use the stylus, right? I mean,
no, not for that one. You go fast enough. You got to tap basically with your thumbs or fingers. It's not a terrible game. It's like it's got the start of a good brawler in it, but they don't ever flesh it out enough. Like you only have like a limited amount of moves. You only have like B button attacks, A button jumps, and you have some alchemy, and that's pretty much it. But if they had like worked on it more and made the enemy smarter. Yeah, because the enemies are kind of dumb. Even if you go to hard mode, there's just more of them, and they don't really know to do that much. But if they made the enemies smarter and because the brawling when you like hit the enemies, they actually it has a good feel to it. It's like they started to get there, but they didn't quite do a lot with it. But once you beat the game, you can like play as other characters that weren't actually in the story. Like you can what's his name?
Armstrong.
Yeah, Armstrong. You can get in there with Armstrong. And instead of, like, you know, when Ed puts down... He has this alchemy for just putting down walls they can use to get over traps, that sort of thing. Armstrong, Armstrong makes statues of himself that you can jump on. And you can play
sounds
as...
like Armstrong.
Yeah, and you can play as Al and Mustang, that sort of thing. And it adds a bit of replay value to the game, and it's nice. They basically fleshed it out as best as they could. Lots of little touches. Okay. So... It's not bad for you know if you pick it up for $14 or something like that. It's just I picked it up for something like that at Circuit City.
When was the sale?
It wasn't a sale. It was just one of the discounted games they had.
Oh, it was just there.
Yeah, Circuit City just discount stuff sometimes.
Oh yeah, I know. I just didn't know when. I gotta just jump over there tomorrow.
You just look in their bins every now and then. You find something neat.
Yeah, like Bat and Kaitos was wedged between some the plastic and the cardboard.
Oh, let's see. Oh, yeah. Aegis Wing, I played that too, and I wrote about that on the MB, but it's pretty awesome. It works best multiplayer. That's just all there is to it.
Okay.
It's not bad on SD, like, you know, resolution. The only thing is, there's apparently a talk icon, and you can't see it very well if you're on SD resolution, but it's good. I liked it. It's worth the price.
Oh, that's nice.
Free is awesome. They need to do more stuff like this. You know, instead of Frogger and crap like that, if they can actually, like... if they got this done, everyone... If this is really interns made this game, and they gave us, like, this sort of thing every once in a while way to gold members, that $50 would be so much easier to swallow. You know?
I almost wonder if it was, like, damage control for all the crap that went down about the Gears map pack being free and then it wasn't.
I don't know.
Hmm.
The Gears map. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, the Gears map will eventually be free, but yeah.
Yeah.
But also, what?
If you want another free game, there's a secret you can do.
Oh yeah.
On Catan, it works. I've done it.
Yeah, I've done it too. But does it still work?
They haven't released an update as far as I've seen. I haven't tried it in a couple days though.
So
but I got achievements and everything, so, you know, whatever.
Cool. Oh, anyway, yeah, how to do the Catan thing is you go into the options menu, I think it is, and you go into each area of the options menu. There's like four, and you just hit Y a bunch of times in each one.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, then the multiplayer Xbox Live option will be available, and from then on, you've got the full game.
And single player, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
The whole game becomes unlocked.
Yeah, so why they haven't fixed it yet is a big question. Maybe they're just kind of letting it go for now and letting people kind of enjoy it and get used to the game. Because it's probably going to be a hard sell otherwise.
Well, there was also something the Penny Arcade guys brought up about the possibility. Because apparently, the real Settlers of Catan board game, there were like all these expansions and everything. So maybe, I don't know, there's going to be expansions that you pay for.
But basically get people hooked now on this free game and then later on go, oh, you could have this though.
Like Uno, kinda. Here's a Cameo card pack.
Cameo.
I got that for the Uno thing actually at one point. I don't remember if it was free or what.
I don't think it was.
I must have paid money for it, points for it though.
Oh god.
I don't know why I did then. I had free points. That was it. I got it from the live camera. And I just used them because I liked Uno at the time.
You don't like having harder difficulties in Sonic 360?
Get over here closer so I can punch you in the face.
I'm catching Pokemon. I must run away.
You run away. Last thing I guess I'll say is, no one else here has played the Halo 3 beta, right?
Yeah, no.
I will eventually, but I haven't yet.
Okay, awesome. I will talk about it because I am awesome and special.
You do that.
I made a pretzel out of my cord. I told you I was special. I spent like the day trying to get it, and then people found out that basically because the Crackdown downloaded the thing once and said you couldn't get it, you needed to clear your memory to actually get the final, you know, yes, you can actually get it now message. You had to go in the Xbox memory and do this cache clear code. So everyone kept reloading even when it should have showed up and it didn't. And that's kind of a pain, but I got it, and then it immediately wanted an update, so I had to let it update the Halo again, and then I played it a bit, and I don't do very well at Halo. And the worst part is, of course, you're getting through it from Crackdown, and I've been playing Crackdown heavily the past 2 days, and Crackdown is a very different game from Halo. Like, in Crackdown,
yes.
When you shoot things, they die. In Halo, when you shoot things, usually they just turn around and shoot you and kill you.
Yeah, I was going to say, you shoot things, they get mad.
Yeah, they just go, what the hell are you doing, you annoying gnat? And they shoot you in the head a couple times. It's funny, it's fun sometimes, because, like, you know, at one point in one game I was doing well and I got a couple kills, but then I got to, like, the sniper's one, and it's kind of amazing that you can have a sniper rifle, you can shoot someone, like, near the top of their body 2 or 3 times, and then they just shoot you, like, once or twice and you're dead, and they're jumping down and moving everything, and you're standing still basically aiming and firing, and it's like, how is it they're getting more accurate shots than I and doing all this awesome stuff? And it's like,
I am wondering the exact same thing when I'm playing this.
Halo's just not quite a game I'm used to. I want to get more practice doing it. I want to get good at it, but I don't know if I ever will. And it's just one of those games that you can't really get into because everyone's already good at it, and so they just kick your ass the minute you get online. Like, the only chance I had in this was basically the very start of the beta because, you know, no one else was used to it really yet. They'd only seen the videos, and I was like, I actually have 5 seconds to learn the controls. Oh, now I'm dead. It doesn't look that different in SD, that's for sure. It doesn't, you know, the water looks great, and there's definitely draw distance and that sort of thing. And the bubble shield looks nice. But graphically, it's not all that impressive yet, but it could get better before the thing comes out. What else was there?
It's all available in the demo, like, just one level, or?
There's actually, like, there's 2 or 3 maps, but the problem is, I got to play the snow level, like, one time at the start, then everyone kept picking the normal, like, base level, and it's like,
high ground.
I wanted to play the snow level more, and no one ever picked it, but
that means they suck at it. That's what it is.
From what I remember, there's 3 maps, and I don't know how many game types.
I played like 4 different games, and I only played the one different map once. Everyone else, every other time, they picked high ground. So
that's why I hate Rainbow Road, because I suck at it.
It's over, Anakin. I got the high ground.
I got you pinned. I win.
The last thing I'll say about it is that it's not quite set up for SD as well as it should be. The menus are a little hard to read, but especially when you get in game. The message to, like, pick up the, the weapons, you know, switch the weapons, that sort of thing, they're really small print, and I'm not quite sure why. So you're, like, running, and it's like, if I didn't know what it already said, I wouldn't necessarily know that I could, like, dual wield this weapon. I just see this kind of almost sort of squiggle in the top corner of the screen.
Yeah.
They really need to work on that.
It is a beta.
Yeah, but it's like, they should know better by now for that they need to worry about these resolution problems.
But then you would lose sales in HD TVs. The bigger ones.
I mean, this probably will sell a few HD TVs. I wasn't too impressed with it overall, but it's a beta. It's just people figuring it out. It just doesn't seem like it's that different from the other Halo games yet. And I know they got to kind of stick with the formula to keep it popular, but it's just not impressing me. Oh well. And that's my done chattery time. Knight, hello?
Mostly, I've been playing Pokemon about 60 hours worth.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you having fun with the Pokemon?
Yes, I am. I've also been playing, as I said earlier, I was playing Jet Set Radio Future, but then I got to, like, quite a few hours into it, and the game stopped working. I froze it. And I'm almost done with Halo, finally. So.
Okay.
The first Halo?
Yeah.
On PC or Xbox?
Xbox. And that's, I hate to say, that's basically about it.
How far are you in Pokemon?
Pokemon?
Yeah.
I've already beaten the Elite Four. I'm just doing whatever now. I am trying to get them all this time, so hopefully.
Just all available in your cart or all in total?
All in total. And I've actually been able to get quite a few good ones, so so that's basically about it. So. I'm boring.
You sound so thrilled with life.
Yes, I am thrilled with life. Yes, it feels like an awkward silence with me talking now, but...
Well, I just chatter.
While you're talking, it's like an awkward silence. No, I don't even know anymore.
Oh, well.
Alright, just go on. Continue.
Seth, wow.
Finish your words.
Seth, at least tell us about something.
Okay. Well, my computer got fixed recently, so that means that I've been on a binge of that one game that everybody associates me with.
Wow.
You know, the one... Ah! The one with caped people and costumes and spandex.
Maple Story?
No. I got this one. It's Lord of the Rings Online, right?
Actually, I heard that one sucked bad. Granado Espada?
I actually just post. Just I heard from other people that it really, really sucked. But anyway, you know,
Auto Assault?
Other than that, I've been playing a lot of Smash, a lot of Guitar Hero. Well, actually, not that much Guitar Hero, but mostly Smash. Practicing for a local tournament they're going to have. So City Heroes and Smash Brothers.
That's the N64 Smash Brothers and the GameCube Smash Brothers.
GameCube. I never played the N64 one.
It's different.
It's slower.
It's floaty. But it's got some neat theming to it. Like, the actual GameCube version doesn't have the intros and that sort of thing.
Mm. It doesn't have Sheik, therefore it's inferior. That's all I know.
Oh, you play Sheik.
Actually, my main is supposed to be Luigi, but this is how I do it. If I feel like having fun, I'll play a Zelda or Luigi. If I feel like winning, I'll play a Sheik.
But Luigi has that awesome... wave your arms in circles punch thing that I love so much.
Yes. Oh, Luigi's an effective character, but, you know, Sheik is Sheik. That's it.
Yeah.
Can't argue with a ninja.
True.
Yep.
True.
Needles, lots of aerial attacks. Yeah, she's nice.
You just like her for the whip.
God, that thing. You know how many times that thing's killed me when I'm trying to get back on the stage? No, I meant to press up B. Damn. Well, can't all be winners, right?
Nope.
Yes, we can.
Oh, yeah, we can.
Timeout.
H, whose side are you on?
I don't know.
The winning side.
True, yes. Exactly.
All right, so that's it for you then, Zeph?
Yeah, but hey, at least I was thrilled, right?
Yeah, you were thrilled, you were excited, You are crazy.
Exciting.
Yeah, man. I'm like tearing up college campuses and crap for this.
You're tearing it up.
Oh, gosh. You saw him on. You gotta wrap us up. Make it interesting.
Oh, boy.
We'll kill you.
I was gonna say I was only playing Pokemon, but it turns out that was a lie. Because I suddenly remember that I actually played a bunch of other stuff. Good. I don't usually get to play multiplayer with people because... all my friends are always doing stuff. They're always busy, you know, working and going to school.
Damn friends in their lives.
Really? But finally, some people came over last weekend, and I got to play some multiplayer stuff on my Xbox. We played Dead or Alive and Unreal Tournament, whatever that.
Unreal Championship, too.
Was that it? Yeah, that.
The Leandre Conflict.
And we also played the worst fighting game ever, Stake.
Really?
For like five minutes, and then he was like, wow, this sucks. And I was like, yeah, it does.
I just bought it used.
Did you?
Yes. Stake Fortune Fighters or something like that?
Yeah.
Xbox? Yeah.
It's terrible, isn't it?
I haven't played it yet.
Oh, well. You're surprised. Spoilers, it sucks.
There's a pretty lady in it, I know that.
Well,
she kicks eye.
It's really bad. The camera is terrible, and the characters, like, waddle. They don't walk, and they certainly don't run.
Penguin Fighters.
It's really, this is terrible. Yeah, I bought it used, too, for, like, $6, but...
Want your money back?
Well, I like to tell people, I say, let's come over, and we'll play the worst fighting game ever. Well, and then we do, and then they go, wow, that was the worst fighting game ever, and I go, yep. I also played Mario Golf, but I'm stuck on Mario Golf. On the Peach Tournament,
Peach
whatever
Invitational?
The Peach thing. Yes.
Is this Mario Golf Advance, or for the GameCube, or what?
GameCube.
Ah.
I cannot get past it, no matter what. I don't know, I always start off doing really good, I'm like, look at that. Woo, I'm doing great. And then all of a sudden I get like a -7.
Oh,
burn.
Isn't negatives like good?
Well, yeah. +7 is what I meant when I said the other thing.
No, he gets the negatives and then they accuse him of cheating and they kick him off the course.
Oh.
I said mulligan, man.
I also played a Suikoden 4 and I bought a new game for my 64. But I haven't played it yet.
What's the new game?
Quest 64. Oh, I played it before. I borrowed it from my cousin and I beat it. So I was like, yeah, that's a good game. I'll buy that and I'll probably go home and play it right away. But instead, I went home and played
my
Pokemon game because I finally got around to taking my crappy busted up modem back and they gave me a new one and the Ethernet port actually works. So I got my friend to bring back my wireless router that he was borrowing, I guess. And I hooked it all up, so I have wireless now. And I don't randomly get kicked off the internet.
Hooray!
That is made of...
Yeah.
All I have to do is use the kick button and you will! No.
And all of us will in the world.
Hey, I know Banshu need... Never mind.
I've been battling on trading on Pokemon, and I've been racing people on Mario Kart, and by people, I mean Bartman.
Yeah.
And he just beats me every time, but still.
Hey. Is he Snake?
And I raced somebody today from Japan, and they totally kicked my butt.
Snake's on a Mario Kart.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, what is he doing? He looks like he's twitching.
I
beat him with one in one race though. I was like, hey, yay. So obviously he's not very good at it.
I encountered a hacker one day like a couple of weeks ago on Mario Kart DS. We played like TikTok clock or whatever online. It was pretty cool. But then he like froze my game after that. Because he was an
ass. Yorts and Hacksword.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of funny how there were so many tracks that they like actually work online, but they only polished like the 20 that they currently allow.
Oh, Nintendo, you and your lackluster online support.
They're one of those people I think that just goes, you know, if we can't do it perfect, screw it, and it sucks because sometimes they could just do it decently and you'd have a good fun. They won't do it perfectly, so they won't allow it. Makes me cry.
Yeah. That's all.
Mario Strikers Charge is supposed to have a good online interface, though.
But it's still only what I heard. 4 players.
And friend codes.
Wait, I lied again. I also have been playing Warcraft 3 and getting a little bit farther.
Zog Zog.
Yeah.
What quests have you been in Warcraft 3?
I'm still, like, doing the undead campaign, but I finally got to, like, you have to go through all those stupid gates. And I got to, the one I was on, I think you had to collect 3 crystals, and then the 3 crystals combine and make a key, and you use the key to open the gate, and I think that's the one I'm on.
It sounds like that Metal Gear game, where they had the hot and cold keys, and you combine them.
That was Metal Gear Solid 1.
I think he did that in MGE2 as well. The Zanzibar one?
Zanzibar
Land.
Okay, you made this thrilling. So let's start with the topics. 3 topics this time. First off, since we've all been talking about the Pokemon, except for the lame ones like me, there's some kind of chatter whether or not the license is actually stagnating. It's just not going anywhere. Starting to get stale. What are you guys feeling on this? I mean, who here has Pokemon right now?
Me.
Okay, all the people that said me and I do, you can go first.
I don't feel like
I don't know. I haven't really played, like, seriously sat down and played a Pokemon game since Red and Blue. I played a little bit of Ruby and Sapphire. Like, I got to the big event where you fight Kyogre or whatever. But, I don't know. It just seems like Pearl, it doesn't seem that stagnant to me. Yeah, it has the same battle system, but there's these other layers of complexity beyond that. There's EVs, there's, you know, traits, there's abilities, there's all kinds of different things that have been piled on to Pokemon themselves that change it, but don't change it. It's just like more new stuff that you have to actually look for. You can't just say, oh, it's the same battle system, that means the whole game must be the same.
Seth, this was your point to begin with. What do you feel about that?
Well, it's just, my beef with it isn't so much the battle system. The battle system's going to remain the same. We've accepted that by now. And actually, they did do a major rehaul to it by untying whether something uses special attack or physical attack by the type of it. And instead, now it's determined per attack. But I really think that a lot of things in it are just kind of unpolished and crappy. I mean, it's, there you go into battle, what happens? You throw out a Pokemon and he does this little animation that they stretch and, you know, and he has 2 frames. Good for you. And whenever we use attacks, it's...
There's 493 Pokemon on here.
I know, but this is... How much space can fit on a Nintendo DS cart?
I don't know, 512
megabytes, I think.
How much?
20.
I don't know.
I think 120. I'm kind of guessing. 128? Something like that.
And how big are the sprites?
Very 64 large. By 64?
As large as a small pony.
And how many Pokemon are there again?
Oh, 493?
Several.
Plus, you also got the fact that the females now also have some of them have different appearances, so...
Like, I noticed, I caught 3 Pikachu a few days ago, and the female Pikachu have a little notch in their tail, the males don't.
The female Wobbuffets have lipstick.
Well, you couldn't tell them apart before, so, you know.
So that's 2 frames of animation for, like, 800, you know, 900 Pokemon.
Well, I just did the math. It's around 64,618,496 bytes, assuming that all Pokemon are indeed uncompressed and 8-bit, and that there is a female version for each, and that they all have exactly 2 frames of animation.
Because they, you know, they can piece together, you know, these sprites, so. It could just be they swap in just that one piece of the sprite is different, you know, the lipstick part or the tail part or whatever.
Right. So assuming all that, it's still only half the memory. And I know for a fact that the 3D worlds can't be that much memory because, God, those things are crap.
But they also...
All they did was just put in, they said, okay, look at all these 2D tiles that we had in the other games. Give them 3D models. There we go.
But then you also have music and...
Trainers.
Sound,
the music
trainers.
Is good. That stuff should take up more than a megabyte.
I think that all the music is so much better than it was, but I found a song that I hate. When you go to the where the Elite Four building is outside there, I hate that song. There's like a part where it sounds like somebody screwed up on the piano.
It's probably what it's supposed to sound like.
But it sounds terrible. It's crap. I'm like, what the? Because I always I keep my volume down. I just.
I guess you're kind of right. I just checked the file size for the, what is it, Pokemon, is this Sapphire? And it was 426 kilobytes.
And of course, you know, using the bigger cartridges.
Yeah.
Well, using the bigger cartridges cause a lot of space, I mean,
and,
sorry.
And there is compression and stuff like that. You have to keep that in mind,
well, bigger
too.
Cartridges mean more money to be used. I mean, you have to spend more money for it, blah, blah, blah. So they could have charged $40 for Pokemon and they'd still buy it.
It just really feels like they could do a heck of a lot more with it, and they don't.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, for the longest time, everyone's always said about, you know, the GameCube Pokemon games, the stadium ones, the Coliseum, how they feel so bare bones and how they could do so much more, and they never do.
But yeah, the latest one, Pokemon Battle Revolution, we're going to
coming
get feedback
June 25th.
Too. Yeah, the Pokemon Battle Revolution, the problem with that is it's at least the Coliseum games had the sort of offline RPG part to them, and this doesn't even have it again. It's just like the stadium games for the N64. There's no.
And they're recycling the Nintendo 64 models for the unpopular Pokemon because they don't want to remodel them.
Oh, yeah, but it is 493 models.
That's even smaller than sprites.
There's two for the female.
Yeah.
Oh, no, a different skin.
I don't know, though. It's just, it's weird. But they don't need to change what isn't broken. I mean, if Pokemon Diamond and Pearl was, like, the best-selling game ever in Japan, ever. So, obviously, they don't need to change it because people will buy it.
Yeah, they don't need to. It just, it'd be nice.
Yeah, but it would be nice that we got, you know, a really good Sonic game, but.
Okay. Yeah, I know how you feel.
I will say, after this, I don't think I want to buy another Pokemon game for a while. Wait, another 10 years, and maybe it'll improve slightly.
Who else has it?
Me.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, but I'm Bartman, I don't really play it that much. That's just me.
It's been like a week or something since Bartman has actually played it.
Was that Sean? Me? Sean?
No, yeah. No, I didn't say that.
Well, my name
I almost
is Sean.
Burned myself out on Pokemon for a minute there. Because I was playing it like 7 hours a day for 3 days a night.
That's what I did when I first got the game. I played it every day for like 10 hours each day, and then I was like, I did it! I got to the Elite Four! And then I just quit for like 3 days.
I still only have 4 badges, though. I'm
wow,
going
really?
Slow. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like 20 hours into the game, and I just only have 4 badges.
I think at this point, I'm like 120 hours into the game.
Whoa.
Crazy.
And that's why I can't battle against other people, because I'm going to fail. Flop hard.
I battled him the other day, and I totally beat him, and it was awesome. And he was like, I'm never battling you again. And I was like, but, well,
I'll just put your Pokemon to sleep and have my Bronzor kind of confuse you. It's super effective.
That sounds dirty.
He's complaining. He's like, Tackle won't kill you or whatever. My Pokemon moves don't work. This level fixy thing where you do, like, you can do level 50 battles or level 100 where it sets all the Pokemon to the same level. He's like, it's useless. It doesn't work. I was like, well, your attacks, you know, they all have their certain power, and yours are not as awesome as mine. You know, when you read this.
But I got 3 badges.
Those are loser badges.
When you read the description, you know it has a power level for each attack, and mine are like over 100 and. Is there not?
They're over what number again? Sorry, I had to go there.
What?
Yeah. That was hilarious.
It was.
In 1980s.
So, did we decide the future of Pokemon?
That it's going to keep selling no matter what.
Yeah. That, right?
Although I'm not going to buy it.
I will. I can't help it. I have a poor obsession.
A poke itch. That needs to be scratched.
So every time they come out, they're like, oh, look at all our new ones. And I go, ooh, I probably should catch some of those.
I need to show people my Mudkips.
I heard you like them.
I don't even have one of those, so.
Do you know where I can find some Mudkips?
Does anyone want to trade me a Mudkip?
I have Mudkips.
I am a Mudkip.
That explains a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do the rabbit yell because I don't feel like yelling.
Thank goodness. Okay. Okay, but we're going to move on. And Sony's Gamers Day just hit recently. And it's really knocked up the popularity of the console for a few people. They think they're kind of starting to get their money's worth. It's shown off movies like the new SOCOM, an action RPG called Folklore, and more footage from like Uncharted: Drake's Fortune.
Folklore. It has a guy with shiny eyes.
It actually looks kind of awesome in terms of like art direction and things like that.
But shiny eyes.
Shiny eyes are the future. I thought shiny eyes were going to be the thing that made like last gen that gen, because when you got to like the N64 or Saturn era or something like that, or maybe I'm thinking of the GameCube era. That was when you started getting fingers, like separate fingers all the time. That was expected, you know, as opposed to in the early games, it was like you had the mitt hands. Yeah. And I figured shiny eyes were going to be the thing that made like the GameCube or something like that, and then it didn't happen. I was all depressed.
But
shiny eyes.
In Fable, don't you get shiny eyes?
Maybe.
You know that little glint in people's eyes.
Yeah, but now it's common this gen now. So. Mm. I'm sorry, we've totally gone off.
Shiny right. Eyes.
Folklore.
Did anyone actually want to talk about any of these titles so far? Because I mean. Have you seen the SOCOM one, for instance? I was the least impressed with that one, definitely.
I skipped over it, because I don't really care about SOCOM.
It doesn't.
Yeah, me neither.
I keep hearing people, I don't know, well, I don't want to complain about it.
I
don't know.
I've seen a couple of bits of media about Eye of Judgment that I hear they're showing off.
The video I saw for Eye of Judgment on game trailers, I couldn't really stomach it because it was so boring. It was just basically them playing the card game, and I don't like watching people play card games.
Funny, I dig that. And the whole entire premise, it's kind of like, after you get over the whole, look, I can put cards in a mat and it sees them aspect, what's there to look at?
Well, the interesting is they did, like, used to, like, have some sort of, it looks very different from how they first showed the game, basically. They showed a concept, I guess, initially. And now they have a different, like, this whole fleshed-out game, and it's just so different from when they were initially showing off. It's like holding the monster in the card and moving it around, stuff like that, in the early demos. And now it's more of a structured game, but it's just not very impressive.
Well, it still is kind of impressive, but it does look more like a game. Like, you have to line your cards up, and there's this grid on the screen, and just kind of looks, eh. Probably be pretty fun to play, like if you were playing it yourself, but I don't like watching people play card games. Like, I rotate the card here and he goes into defense mode, and I run the cane here and I got 4 mana points over here, and it's like, I'd rather be playing it myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to be listening to you ramble on about it.
Yeah, they don't know how to make it entertaining when they do show that sometimes. But I saw Japanese arcade card game, apparently. That's similar concept, but it's a lot faster paced. Like, you're doing physical actions with the cards as you move them around and slam them in. And it's not turn-based so much as it is pretty much like an action sort of sequence thing.
So this is the thing that has, like, it's like the big table, and they were putting stuff down on it, and it was, like, showing up on the screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you put down a mat or something like that, and you have the PSI or whatever.
I saw some video of someone playing this new super awesome Yu-Gi-Oh game, where they were putting down the cards, and they're like, watch, and it, like, summons the monster, and I was like, well, that's kind of cool. And then right after I watched it, someone sent me a news story where, oh, Pokemon's doing it too. And they're making these little, it's like, it's an arcade game. When you pay, it gives you a Pokemon. Like, a random thing comes out of the machine, and that's what you play with. And every time you play, you get another one. And then I think the maximum was like 3, but you use them on this little thing, and you move them around and stuff.
Cool.
It's the new big thing, I guess, or it's going to be.
All I know is the Yu-Gi-Oh! One, people probably just summon Dark Magician Girl, just poke her on the screen with their face. It's like touching the real thing, oh my god. Anyone psyched for Ratchet & Clank Future? It's kind of going to be a little bit more platformy than the last couple games.
Wasn't at first, because EGM, I was listening to EGM Live, and they were like, oh wow, these screenshots look like the best game ever, and then they released the screenshots, and they didn't look that good. But once you see it in motion, it looks a lot better, and it looks a lot more fun, and it actually, I think it looks pretty cool. And I've never played a Ratchet & Clank game, except for, what was it, the last one on the PlayStation 2 I have a demo
of. Up Your Arsenal?
No, it was...
Deadlock?
Where he... Deadlock, yeah, where he wears that stupid Master Chief armor thing.
They're called a gladiator too, I think, in some regions. Probably because they didn't want to use the word dead. And of course we
Heavenly
got.
Sword.
Yeah, you see the high velocity bowling? Oh my god, that looks like a Wii game on a bad day.
I did not see that. No.
They have like a midget in there for no reason too. They just showed him near the end of the trailer. I was like, look, we have a midget. And it's like, okay.
Woohoo! Midget. That's an instant purchase for me.
You don't know how many friends I have that are just like that.
Oh my god, a midget, I gotta have it.
Yeah, exactly like that. They're willing to spend money on stuff. I'm telling you, those people in marketing, they know what sells. And midgets sell.
They like to be called little people.
How about you, H-Hog? Anything you heard from this that kind of excited you? Not really paid attention?
Sorry?
Not really paid attention to the Sun News Gamers Day thing?
Not really, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm not much of a Sony,
You sound genuinely sad, though.
Yeah.
We're discussing Sony on a Moogle Cavern thing.
I'm a terrible person.
Because we're discussing Sony on a
Moogle Cavern. No, not really,
Hey, guys.
Disappointed I can't take part of that bit of conversation.
Let's write a story where we all raid Sony and destroy them, remember? That'd be cool.
God, those were the days.
That makes this sound so old.
Nostalgic,
doesn't it?
Just remember, Tenryu came on a spaceship.
Hey, Sony! Get out of my ideas.
You can't have a spaceship.
Sony show-off, boy.
Oh, God.
Wow.
We got weird then.
Yes, we did, didn't we?
We were just all weird, and we're like,
We've normalized since then.
Yeah, now we're a generic set on the internet.
I keep wanting to look at Jean D'Arc, or how do you spell that, pronounce it?
Joan D'Arc?
Yeah. I mean, I just keep looking at the cutscenes, and I keep thinking to myself that it's probably going to overshadow itself or something with all these cutscenes and very little gameplay, but...
It did seem like too much anime stuff in the trailer, but it looks interesting.
Isn't that how all games are now? More cutscenes, less game?
Like Eureka 7.
Heavenly Sword looked like a really cool like cutscene sort of thing, but then the gameplay doesn't look terribly awesome. But it looks really good visually. Like, I was really impressed with how all their facial expressions were and everything.
But isn't that why you play the game? You play it just to get to that really awesome last cutscene where everything cool happens?
Not really, no.
Well, of course, it's rewarding.
Oh, It can be rewarding unless it, like, beats you over the head with cutscenes, like Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3.
Okay, true, true.
Look, Raiden walked 2 feet. Let's have a 10-minute cutscene. Raiden walked 2 more feet. Let's have another 10-minute cutscene.
Raiden's awesome.
Yeah. They should have released it as a movie, too.
Well, doesn't the guy absolutely adore filmmaking anyway?
Yes.
Kojima?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, Kojima, that's his name.
Hideo Kojima.
Yeah.
I know that, because...
He should change his name to Video.
Hey, Chuck made a funny.
They actually make a pun like that, I think, in
Yeah, in the first one.
In the first... Oh, yeah, Psycho Mantis?
The Psycho Mantis thing, yeah.
He pretends to turn off your TV instead of it saying video, it says Hideo. Hideo, whatever.
Hideo.
Kojima is going to be... Ah, never mind.
Sorry?
Kojima is going to be producing a movie, actually, but... The Metal Gear Solid one.
Oh, David Hayter, though.
Yeah.
It's just not the same without David Hayter.
Which is weird, because he writes a lot of movie scripts. Like, Solid Snake is his side job, but he writes movie scripts for a living.
What a cool side job, though. Oh, I'm just this well-loved, you know, action star. The voice.
They had a really cool podcast on, what was it, Hideo Kojima's website. There was, like, an English podcast where the American Kojima Productions guy interviewed David Hayter, and he told a really funny story about encountering some fans in an airport.
Okay.
Doing the Solid Snake voice to him.
Cool. That must have been an awesome experience.
The worst part is if they had him recite a line about a bomb or something, and then the airport security...
You've got to stop the nuclear attack. What was that? Get him!
This is a matter of national safety.
So, but the problem is, though, they had this great showing, but people are kind of a little bit questioning the whole thing because their sales showed up for the month of April and the last month in the last week in Japan, just after Golden Week, and they're not good.
They're bad.
To put it mildly.
They're like next to last place.
Yeah, in Japan, for example, last week, 5.7 to 5.13, they sold 8,800 units, basically, which pretty much they got beat by, I think, the GBA, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fans outsold it.
From what MPD said, the only console that didn't outsell the PlayStation 3 was the Nintendo GameCube.
Oh.
Everything else.
No. Wow. 360 didn't get outsold. I mean, 360 got outsold. Why are these numbers...
I don't know, man. I think it was a GameCube. No way Nintendo's that good, right?
That's one thing weird I've noticed about MPD numbers. Depending on where you read them, they change.
Oh, no, I was talking about the Media Create numbers currently.
Oh, no, I was talking about MPD.
Oh, yeah, MPD is... Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Because the MPD... Sorry. I hadn't seen that. Oh, well, I mean, I saw it, but I hadn't like really focused on the MPD so much as the Media Creates. But yeah, and the Media Create, they only, for the month of April in the U.S., they only sold 82,000 units. And that's compared to 84,000 for the Game Boy Advance. That's why I was getting confused. I was looking at the Media Create numbers. And the Xbox 360 got 174. And the Wii and the DS pretty much just raped the market completely and totally for being a supply constraint. Pretty impressive.
Apparently Japan's getting flooded with DS Lights now, though.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I read.
Well, maybe I can finally get a Navy one or something then. But it's definitely kind of a weird duality when you have such a great showing of games that like fans going to go, oh, those are nice. And then you're just coming off this wave of these numbers being so low and so scary. You know, as a business, you know, this is not where they probably expected to be with this console. Even, you know, with realistic, you know, expectations, and it kind of makes you wonder what they will do next. You know, everyone keeps yelling price cut, and you gotta wonder if they're considering it or if they just can't afford it.
I don't think they can really afford it. I think they're already taking too much losses with their current system.
But if they don't get the consoles out there, the software won't be there because the developers can't, you know, make expensive software for a console that doesn't have the ability to sell the numbers. You know, that's why they couldn't make Dreamcast software. They just can't justify it.
My poor baby. I was about to say that, then I said no way I could do that to my little darling.
Yeah. Everyone misses the Dreamcast. Except for evil people.
people who don't have one.
Well, like, if you didn't own any of the systems, and you went to the store, and you were looking at the prices of each of the systems, and you saw the PS3 and the Wii and the 360, I mean, which one would you choose? Would you say, oh, well, I gotta have the most expensive one, or...
I think that's where the 360 would come in, because you look at the Wii, and even though, you know, like, everybody has one, or everybody wants one, and it's a big thing, I would think that people wouldn't want to go for the cheapest option, and they wouldn't want to go for the most expensive option. They'd want to put it right in the middle. That would seem like the most, I don't know, cost-effective. Because you wouldn't be buying so cheap that it might disappoint you, but you wouldn't be buying so expensive that it might disappoint you.
So then you think it's a really bad mistake that they pulled out the 20-gig SKU for the Wii?
PS3,
yes, thank you very much. It's been a long day.
I don't know. I'm no market expert.
I don't know, you seemed like one just a second ago.
You were hired for that. You're getting paid $60,000 a year for it. What are you doing with it?
Well, I can't tell you.
You're getting that operation to change yourself into Blaze the Cat.
You can't escape me.
Gonna hire some little raccoon girl to follow you around. Bring Shan after me. I killed it. Okay. So, that being said, if they did something like lower the price or something like that, would you actually jump toward getting a PS3? Or... is this just still not interesting to you?
Depends by how much.
I'd be a little bit softer towards it, but I don't know if I'd go ahead and buy one yet.
What about a 390?
Yeah, because there's nothing I'd want to purchase on a damn thing. 360 has more interesting titles.
That's what I was going to say, too. That it's I probably wouldn't actually buy one, but it would definitely be a lot closer to me buying it.
The only reason why I get a PS3 is just so I can get some PS1 downloads a lot of, like, the Virtual Console, and I'd have a system that plays PS2 games, and people would not yell at me for not having a PlayStation 2 for all this time.
You don't have a PS2?
No.
That's right.
Even I don't do I.
I don't have a PS2.
Quickly, let's all mock him.
You can't play Klonoa 2, loser! I got that used.
I want to try Klonoa 2.
Klonoa is a good game.
Yeah. I got it used the other day, and I was like, oh my god, this is just a good game. Why was I missing it for so long?
Klonoa 1's better.
I never had Klonoa 1. It was always too... every time I found it, it was always too expensive for the time, I thought. And by the time I go back to get it, it'd be gone.
It's a rare game.
PS1 collection in Japan.
Yeah, they didn't release that in the US.
Yeah. I would have gotten that, actually.
I would have, too.
That was also my problem with the PSP when I went to buy it. I had $250. I was so excited. Going to get a PSP. So I was like, I'm going to get the cheaper one, the $200 one, and I'll get a game. And they're like, okay, well, that one doesn't come with a memory card, so you won't be able to save your game. Oh. Like, and then I was like, so what comes in the higher one? And he's like, oh, it comes with headphones and a memory card. And I was like, oh, well, how much is a memory card? And he's like, it's $50. So what's the point of me buying the cheaper one if I still need to buy the memory card? And I was like, well, forget it. I assume
you have one already.
Actually, the memory cards are variable. Not all of them are $50, considering they're all just flash memory.
Yeah, that's what the guy said, so.
You just shop around, like, CompUSA or OfficeMax. They have sales like that. Actually,
yeah, I would, but guess what? There's not any of those anywhere near here.
There's a place.
Dude,
called...
you know, I remember some guy. I was at a game store, and they were talking about how they were at E3, and Sony was just giving out free memory things for the PSP, and they just kept going, getting in line, going in a disguise, getting all the little memory sticks that they could gather up into their pockets, and I was like, what? What?
No. They're probably giving away like 32 megabyte ones or something stupidly small like that.
Still, free, well, man. It's free.
Sony needs to, you know, needs to send me some of them free memory cards, and maybe I'll get a PSP.
Yeah, but if you just shop smartly, I actually, what happened is, this is the last recently time I got to a Cord camera, and I got, well, not actually got the ad from Cord camera, and I used it at Best Buy, and I got two gigabyte, like not the memory sticks for the PSP, but the SD cards like used on the Wii. Yeah. I got them for $30 total, and that's a nice price. So if you just look
right over near where I live, yeah, in one of the stores, they actually do have SD cards for like $16, 1 gig.
Yeah, so but that's basically what you got to do. You don't buy like the Wii branded, you know, memory card. That's stupid. It's just a waste of money.
Did we talk about Uncharted?
Not really.
I mean, it's pretty much the next must-have-looking PlayStation 3 game, pretty much, to me. It still feels a little bit cartoony, the 3D, but watching the trailer, it felt like sort of a movie, almost.
Really good animation.
Yeah.
It just seems like good direction to me, more than it is like any sort of like, you know, special power of the PS3 thing. Like, it could have been a 360 game really easily, as far as I
can see. Kind of reminds me of this Harrison Ford movie, but Harrison Ford's not mad at the woman. The entire movie.
6 days, six nights?
Yeah, I think so.
Nobody wants to play Master System with Harrison Ford.
Master System with Harrison Ford?
Yeah.
I missed the map, didn't I? Or Mimi, or whatever.
No one wants to play Master System with Harrison Ford.
Oh, it's some art thing somebody's selling. It's like Harrison Ford's got a Master System under his arm, and he's all pissed off because people are playing NES. It's weird.
Okay. That reminds me of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Yeah.
I actually had that game on Master System.
Did his dad complain at him throughout the entire game?
No. Didn't even.
Not doing very well. Just let me handle it, Dad. Just wait.
As far as I know, he didn't even appear in it. So yeah.
Well, that's an accurate translation then. But so what do you like about Uncharted then? Basically, did you like the?
Feels like a movie, pretty much. I mean, I don't know where else to go with that, but it feels. I guess it feels more cinematic, is what I'm trying to say. I mean, but it also looks like Splinter Cell or something in the jungle.
Not the emo.
Well, either that, it feels like that, or Gears, because you're hiding behind objects and you're peering behind pillars to shoot at the pirates. Speaking of pirates.
I mean, people were pirate crazed earlier.
Oh, we were doing the pirate cast here. Oh, it's a ghost ship.
Oh, no. Stop.
No, we don't have the energy to theme it tonight.
Okay.
I had to clean the garage.
No, we did earlier, but then we wasted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Recast chatter.
Are they pirate ghosts or ghost pirates?
Oh, it's a ghost pirate.
Ninjas.
Pirates are better than ninjas.
No, they're not.
Unless they are.
Let's start this.
Unless they're the Pirates of the Caribbean pirates.
Yeah.
What about One Piece? Or Naruto?
Yoo-hoo! Shut up.
I'll be a Naruto over a One Piece host.
That's not fair.
Because Naruto doesn't have pirate rap.
True.
Yeah, believe
rap.
It. It's got ninja rap.
Well, ninja rap.
Enjoy your furry-filled fillers.
That's right. No ice close to Naruto.
Fur. Say that's fantastic.
The whitest raptor you'll ever see.
Okay.
No.
Speaking of furries, let's talk about the last topic, which is the recent interview at Sega 16 of Peter, I'm going to slaughter this name, Morawiec.
Sounds right.
Morawiec.
Morawiec? I don't know.
Close enough. But he showed off some basically prototype sort of like almost example footage. Kind of like Chris Sen showed off of some of his early extreme stuff. Like Tierra working around that 2.5D area. Yep. He showed off a sort of game based off the SATAM series. Is someone saying no?
No, that's my dog barking in the background.
It's a Pokemon! Let me catch
the dog disagrees.
Put it in the ball.
Wild Puccina appears.
He wanted the OSTH game.
We got Mean Bee Machine, that's good enough.
Yeah, that is. That's all based off the pilot, too, which is kind of weird. Just that one episode. But, yes, it was that pseudo-3D thing with very detailed animation. But you could tell, like, the spinball roots from some of the sprites.
And Comic Zone, even.
Well, yeah, you showed Comic Zone and early spinball as well. But...
I don't see how the Comic Zone resembles, personally.
It's just the scenery. It just looks
He's talking about the Comic Zone, Proto, right?
Are you talking about... No. Somebody mentioned that the new Sonic resembles Comic Zone, and I'm...
kind of liking the art style a little bit.
Yeah, okay, I suppose.
That was kind of like the art style of Sega of America, kind of. They liked that sort of shaded tone thing. You know?
Yeah.
And look where that landed them. Haha.
Which is interesting, because the Sonic pinball prototype they showed off, it had a very light color scheme, much closer to Sonic CD, probably. This is probably when they designed it.
Mm.
It also was like single-screen scrolling, instead of keeping up with Sonic as much as it could. And yeah, I'm glad they just went from that.
Yeah, it was like kind of like almost more of a puzzle game, a little bit like the Mario pinball for the GBA.
Ugh. Yeah. No. Well, yeah, but still.
No. Yeah, but no.
I like the fact that the developer basically said that we should have made the game easier. I played it on the GBA, and oh my gosh, this game is hard.
Well, it's a GBA version. It's a smaller screen, so it's hard to see where you're going.
Yeah, but that game was hard in general.
Yeah.
It is. I remember I was so happy whenever I finally beat that game. My dad used to work shift work, and he would sleep in the morning, and God forbid you would ever wake him up, or else earthquakes would come and swallow your body whole. But I was so happy upon beating Spinball that I just ran there and said, "Dad, I beat it."
I've yet to beat it.
He looked at me and he said, "What'd you beat?" I said, "Sonic Spinball." And he patted me on the back.
You were lucky.
And then he went back to sleep.
Only because he knew how important it was to you.
He tried to beat it. He plays video games. He's like, "I'm not doing this. That's it. I give up."
That was awesome story.
When you get the reflexes to actually beat... I remember me and Yusariman tried to play it. We were doing two-player mode, remember? We were playing Sonic Spinball two-player, and...
Oh, yes.
I pretty much gone through the entire game, and then I accidentally died on the fourth stage, and then it's like, player two's turn!
Yeah.
Horrible experience.
I think I don't remember it because I didn't get anywhere. I just kept failing and dying, and it was just like... Oh, it's Barman's turn again. I was like, well, I'm going to go do something else. It's going to be a while.
Did you have to, like, restart from, like, the first stage or something? From, like, the... Every time you had a turn?
No, it's basically just...
Trade off every time you die?
Yeah.
And it goes up to 4 players. That's horrible.
There's 4 Sonics walking around this maze. And if they all meet up, the universe explodes.
Oops. Ooh. The red-colored Sonic wins. Wait.
You get a star.
That game's kind of glitchy. You know, like, they have the little doors on the sewers that you're not supposed to be able to go through until you open them? Well, I flew through one of them at some point.
Oh, yeah, that's
easy. Oh, you made it through. I was like, but it's not open. No, you made it through.
It's a weird glitch that happens, and it happens in all versions of Sonic Spinball.
I almost count on that happening, because I never really feel like bouncing Sonic up there.
Yeah. Just to unlock the actual doors.
Just try and get the glitch to happen.
Well, and of course we saw also Joe Pencil trapped in the comic zone.
Yeah.
That's the best name ever.
So glad they changed it to Sketch Turner. That's a little better.
Yeah, it looks pretty much almost completely different.
Yeah, but the mechanics itself were very similar. It's just the actual, like, the graphics and the style was different.
And the antagonist, the bad guy of the entire thing.
Ming the Merciless, practically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, gulp, well, let's see you go past this. What? this cheesy dialogue that I guess they couldn't fit in the cartridge. It's like, this is too much text. We gotta shrink it down.
There's still a fair amount of text in the game, though.
Yeah, but text would often get in the way and make the sprites unviewable.
Yeah, but you know what they probably took out the most of? That floppy hair animation. Would you imagine all the complications in the game there would have been from all this extra animation just from his hair flopping around? It's like that one waft thing.
Speaking of which, the intro animation that apparently was either... I don't know where it was supposed to fit, because it was like, that's too much for a Genesis to actually have animation of any kind.
Well, that was actually, like, supposed to be set...
Genesis does! Oh. What, Nintendo?
3D Blast had that 3D intro,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, I was going to say, 3D Blast had the intro.
Blast is crap.
It's not crap.
I must have sacrificed the actual good gameplay for that little intro movie. I'm serious.
What about the Saturn version?
Oh, God.
Saturn version would have been the best. It was Saturn version would be better if it weren't for the load times. It would have been much.
Saturn better. Version had the mold men.
Had the what?
Had the mold men working on the walls for some reason.
Yeah. And it had fog in Rusty Ruin Zone.
It had the soundtrack though by what's his name?
Richard Jocks.
Yeah.
Jockway or whatever.
Nice soundtrack. I liked it.
He's all over the place. Had Jocks. May we.
He was in Jet Set Radio.
Yep.
And, so basically, we never actually talked about the Saturn game that much, but I guess we talked about it in the thread.
But I know that people are going to try to make that Sally sprite, or at least try to flip it off the video.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that spazzing out Sally sprite almost. It was kind of like flicking through the animation so fast, it kind of looked like it was just... Until I saw this, I looked closer to the video, it kind of looked like she was just like flipping out, bitching out Sonic or something.
I have had two or three people ask me if I'm going to try and recreate that in Multimedia Fusion 2.
That would be easy to recreate.
Well, but there's all these sprites you have to do, and I hate doing sprites.
Yeah.
I even started...
The thing I can say about that, it had a lot of animation.
Yeah, but Sonic, his eyes flipping up and around, that was definitely early, because his eyes flipping all over the place was a little strange.
He looked like a Looney Tunes kind of character trying to look behind him, like, what's happening behind me, and stuff like this. Just yeah. The way his attitude... I guess they try to shove attitude in people's faces, and it's like way too much attitude. So eventually he'll be smacking his ass or something like that, like in Sonic X.
He did that.
In Sonic X.
No, he did that in, No, I'm sorry, he didn't do it in the anime, right.
No, in the show, he did.
Yeah, but not in the original OVA. I was thinking more of the scene where he and... He's pulling his eyelid, and then Tails is doing the tail
thing. No, he flicked the finger is what he did.
Everybody says that, but I don't know if that's really what he's doing.
They changed it in the US version, is what happened. They really subtly changed it. It's one of the things they actually edited.
I've even seen the original, and it... I don't know, it doesn't...
Well, here's the deal. They changed it in the US version, which means it probably wasn't nice in the original version. And of course...
And it was made for kids, and of course, Tails accidentally groping... Some eyes.
Don't forget the scene where it shows Sarah breastfeeding children, and she actually has it better.
I was looking at the DVD box of that. There's trailers for stuff that is not suitable for children, and...
Oh, yeah.
There's some risque stuff.
Yeah. 80,
but it's anime. 80.
Sonic may not be suitable for children.
It's a whole new kind of hog.
Actually, the, of course, my favorite scene I'll never forget is in the anime, the Sonic X, episode 2, when when Cream and him are in the hallway,
and some people know what I'm already talking about. And that never made it over for because the four kids didn't think it'd be suitable for some reason, and I don't know why.
Gee.
Totally lost.
Imagine.
It's the one. It's the first and last time they really screw up that badly, and it's just like, whoops.
Yeah, Sonic's speaking English, all right, but that's not the kind of English he should be speaking.
Oh. Yeah. Instead of what Knuckles does, he's like, now I'm stuck. Complete suitable replacement. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, on that note, this happy note, I'd like to ask one more thing before we go. We're looking at putting this podcast on iTunes, and to do that, we need album art. We need to make up some, at least 300 by 300 image. I can compress it, but my art skills are not up to snuff, I gotta say that. So, we're looking toward the listeners and anyone else interested. If you would like to mock up a sort of theme image for this podcast, you know, not mocking us, hopefully. Yeah. You know, losers. I'm going to post a thread. We'd love to see you, you know, put your little say in it. And if you do something really cool, maybe we'll pass along a prize or something like that.
What about the cool lock with the headphones for the... Well, that's the Moogle Tech story.
That was recycled. So I didn't even reuse that. I used that, so... If you can come up with something cool, we might even... If there's enough entries, we might make this a sort of little contest, so...
We'll put you in the Doc Hat game. Doc Hat game.
The Doc Hat game? Okay.
Yeah.
It's from our podcast.
Shh, no.
Oh, sorry.
So, anyone else got anything to say before we sign off?
Yes. Don't forget the weekly Doom Moogle Cavern tournament. Because we need more people.
Yeah, like I forgot.
I didn't forget, but I didn't have the time. Also,
yeah, did you know whenever me and Bartman start wiping out everybody, we need more challenges. Because me and Bartman go toe to toe a lot.
You guys,
and everybody else just gets in our way.
It's kind of scary how good Bartman is at that game.
That's how I win.
Are you asking for a challenge?
Yes.
Oh, yes, power level's through the roof. I gotta catch this. Hang on, guys.
You know how Bartman got so good at that game? By killing me over and over and over and over.
You wouldn't get good at the game by doing that. It's kind of like, you know, punching a baby. You're not gonna get a good boxing doing that. Why aren't you blocking?
Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
Come on.
Actually, that seems like something Mike Tyson would realistically do.
Kill a couple?
Oh, well. So, you sorry, Mon? You coming back for another cast?
I suppose. If I get a little message that says, hey, why don't you come do the cast because there's no other good people? Ha ha ha.
Oh.
That's not what I said.
What you said was, Saruman, we're missing somebody, so you should come do this again.
That's not what I said either. You're making things up now. I don't like you. You're not getting an invite ever again.
Canceled.
Rejected.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Oh, well, I beat you.
Rejected.
But yeah, I'll totally.
Awesome.
Another one.
That's
but
awesome.
I don't have much to say, I guess. Because I don't have all those awesome new systems. Unless you count the DS.
Well, you need to get a second job.
Oh. Well, first I'd have to get a first job.
Ooh. Don't worry. All I got is DS and Wii as well, so, yeah.
Yeah, but it's all about just how about offering your opinion more than it is being the top of the, you know, the game, the that sort of thing.
Hey, wait a second.
Yeah.
Who here actually does have a job?
I know Ajog does, and.
Yes,
Knight.
I do.
I know Knight does, because Knight misses Mooncast for work.
Yeah,
well.
Despite me being spoiled, I do have a job, and I hate it. And I'm probably going to have a video job as a game store clerk. Yeah. Right now, it's a Subway sandwich artist.
My main problem is my work schedule just jumps all over the place. And the only time I can guarantee I get time off is if I ask for it weeks in advance.
Yeah.
And then they...
I remember I submitted a 2 weeks notice for my subway job, and everybody else just quit. Just left. It's like, oh, I gotta go. Just have Sean, the Bartman. God, I suck. Just have Bartman take care of this before he gets a new job. Because, you know, he's got nothing to do. He's just going to play Shenmue or trying to find sailors or something. Whatever you keep blabbering about.
Are you done pitying yourself yet?
No, I'm going to complain about the security problems that we have, the temperature problems that we have, where food spoils and we still serve it.
I just got Subway today. Please don't tell me these things.
Bart.
Yeah, well, I got some... No.
I got more interesting ones about Arby's.
Let's just end the cast. How about that? That sounds awesome. So until next time, bye.
I thought the cast was over.
Come back here, Jared.
I killed Melody, and I killed her guards. Why isn't the mission over?
What? What are you playing? Oh.
This isn't Pokemon at all.
No, it's not.
I'm going to stealth kill this trainer, and I'll get their badge that way.
Well, I don't know. I do have unsuppressible stealth right now.
Otacon, I got the water badge.
I'm going to ride my bike into this person, and it'll explode.